Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show. Damon Roberts, Matt Deaton, the market is up. So is optimism from talking heads. I want you to hear this clip from analyst Ed Yardini, who told Yahoo Finance, "There's no doubt that right now we are in a bull market.
Bull markets can last a long time until we get hit by another recession. And I don't see a recession this year or next year. I mean, the Fed has already raised interest rates. I think inflation has come down. I think it's going to stay down. I think it's a long-term bull market. I got still 5,400 by year end. That was a pretty bold call of like a year ago, but why not more? I mean, people ask me, why aren't you raising your numbers? But I see 6,000 next year on the S&P 500 and 6,500 after that.
All right, Matt Deaton, I want to get your take on that. In bad times, we go to safety. But what about the good times? Is now the time to maybe get a little risky?
Well, I mean, that prediction was all rosy, right? Like, nothing's going to go wrong in the world. You know, you're not going to have a ship hit a bridge or any of those type of things that potentially could derail a market. So again, when it comes to investing in the market, the goal and the objective is the consistent growth. So again, be diversified, balance your portfolio, and don't take unnecessary risk. So again, when the market's doing great, does that mean you pivot 100% in the stock market? I would say absolutely not. When the market's doing terrible, do you dramatically change your whole portfolio and run for the hills and stay in the hills? Well, again, you've got to make adjustments to the risk levels that are out there and protect the assets that you have. And so again, when Damon and I, we sit down with a client, what we're trying to do is build a portfolio that can weather the storm. So how do you protect the most important thing for people in retirement, and that is their income streams? Okay. So again, when someone sits down with us and they're like, "Hey, Matt, I'm looking at my stuff, my Social Security and my pension, it covers $4,000, $5,000 a month, and I need $6,000 or $7,000 a month." Okay. That client now knows that they need to cover $2,000 a month for the rest of their life. So what do they need to do? They need to come up with some strategies that are going to consistently produce that income. Well, what creates a consistent income is something that has low volatility, something that's going to have more predictable results so that you can consistently take that money and not exhaust your assets. And so again, AARP has done survey after survey for 15 straight years, and they ask the question, retirees, what is your number one concern? And the number one concern has been
running out of money in retirement.
Yeah, it's the concern that people have, because we are retiring in a different way these days, and that is that you don't retire with a big pension. Most people don't even have a pension. And so their only guaranteed source of income is their Social Security benefit. And so then they're now having to figure out how they replace that income stream. So if you choose to go in the market and the market's doing great for those periods of time, yes, you could pull from your accounts. You could, you know, replenish that. The market's doing its thing. But what happens if the market's down 15, 20% and you're trying to take out your 4 or 5% to live off of? That's a good way to run out of money. In fact, it's the way that people do run out of money, is they're forced to take money out of accounts that are down. And so you need to have balance in your overall portfolio, and you need to have strategies of how you're going to produce income in retirement. If you can put those things in place, that will allow you to take advantage of growth opportunities. That will allow you to weather the storm when the market's not so good. And we don't know what that future looks like. Again, we can say that it's all sunny and bright ahead, and a train wreck could be up ahead that we didn't know was coming. And so we need to have the diversification and the balance in our portfolio to accomplish that.
480-680-6868. We're talking about, you know, risk in your retirement portfolio. Well, let me ask you that, Damon Roberts. What are some opportunities to create income while avoiding some potential risks?
You know, that's can be a complicated question. And it's, you know, if you guys remember Paul Harvey, creating income depends on the rest of your story, right?
The rest of the story.
Right. How much income do you need? If you needed $2,000 a month, what's the best way to create that, and what things need to come into play? So, for example, you know, I had a client come in. We were looking at an income strategy. She was at her full retirement age. And so we're looking at, you know, when she should claim Social Security, how she could take money out of her IRAs, et cetera. And because she was right at her full retirement age, what we knew is that now her Social Security was going to grow by 8% a year if she delayed it. And we also looked at the current tax environment and know that the rates are expiring, and that We are at historic low rates. And so in looking at things, we're like, you know, the question was, okay, we can create this income. And why don't we take the advantage of an 8% guaranteed return from the government? And this happened to be in a year where the inflation was high. So we also got almost an 8% increase in Social Security from the government in a cost of living adjustment. So in 1 year, we're able to give her a 16% increase on her money, or about $400 more a month in Social Security benefit. But in the meantime, take money from an IRA and pay very little tax on it. In fact, on the first $28,000, she and her husband were going to pay zero tax. And then the most of the rest of it that they were going to take that year, we're going to pay 10%. So we're able to save a tremendous amount in tax, get a 16% increase on her Social Security, which if she lives 20 years, will amount to about $140,000 in extra money, right? And so because she had multiple assets and because we could look at, yes, her Social Security and her IRA and taxes and combine those things, now we were able to be a lot more efficient and take advantage of the circumstances that she was in. Now, that's not going to be possible for every single person, but it's that type of analysis that we have been doing for 23 years to help really build a retirement portfolio that can sustain income throughout time and solve that number one problem of running out of money. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times people think, well, if I don't have enough, if it doesn't look like I'm going to have enough, that means I have to work longer or save more. But often it's about being more efficient and understanding how to use the assets at our disposal and use the vehicles that are appropriate for each individual to create that income that they need that's sustainable for life. And that's what we built our entire team and our practice around doing, is helping those 55 and older get to that point, get retired, stay retired, and feel comfortable doing the things that they've always wanted to do in retirement. And it takes expertise, it takes planning, and being efficient with all the different assets that we have at our disposal.
480-680-6868. Damon, I want to go back to something that y'all have actually both mentioned today, and it's the fear of running out of money in retirement. What happens if you have somebody come in and they have a strong portfolio, maybe they're debt-free, maybe they still have a pension, but they can't seem to shake that mental fear that I'm not going to have enough money in retirement? How hard is it to kind of get people to get past that?
Can I jump in on that one?
100%.
I've got a client that has been a client for like a couple years now, and she has refused to retire, even though they are prepared. And the husband's like begging her to retire. He already is retired. And I was like, how do I get my wife to retire? She just doesn't believe that we have enough money, that we have it set out, that she can comfortably retire. And so we had a conversation about 5 months ago.
That if he just goes back to work, then
yeah,
she'll retire.
Like, that's not happening.
Maybe it's that she doesn't want to spend every day with him.
So we had a conversation about 5 months ago about this. And the wife was like, I just am so concerned about giving up a steady paycheck and relying on my investments to produce the income. And so I said, well, what's it going to take? What do you need? What do you need me to show you as far as a guaranteed income stream that we can have, you know, that's mapped out, that's going to be there, you're going to have these pay raises along the ways, what's it going to take? And she gave me the number, and I said, okay, I'm going to go back to work. We're going to work on this number, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how we're going to accomplish this, some of the adjustments and changes that we might need to make that happen. And if we can put that plan in place, will you be willing to retire? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. You know, I that's just my fear and my concern. So over over a couple months, we kind of had some meetings, we talked about some strategies, we implemented some things, and we got it in place. I just met with her yesterday. She is retiring in June. Nice. She's officially put her notice in, she's retiring, and it was because she now has the components inside of her plan that gives her the comfort to kind of say, okay, we're ready, and I can give up the paycheck, because we've got enough assets and we've got the plan and we've got the income streams that are going to be set up so that we can pull the trigger on this.
Wouldn't you say, Matt, that it was a combination of the plan. She's been our client for a while, right? And so there's been a plan in place, but also seeing it work.
Yeah. I mean, she wanted a little bit more on the, hey, this is more certain and predictable, and as opposed to the ups and downs of the market. And so for her, and her husband had to kind of compromise and say, look, if you want me to get retired, we need to take a little bit more out of the risk bucket and put it into more of the, hey, conservative allocations for future income, that type of stuff. And that was the catalyst that gave her the peace of mind to say, okay, I can retire. And so every person is different, but you have to find the strategies and the put the plan in place that allows you to have the confidence to say, okay, I can do this. We're not going to run out of money. We're prepared. We have enough for the future. We've got enough for now. And for every person, that's slightly different. But that's what Damon and I do every day, is we help people get that built. And again, for them, it was the husband and wife had to kind of make some compromises to get her where she was prepared and ready and confident. And now she's going to retire. And so, again, every person is different. There's an opportunity there. But if you're saying, man, I need to get something like that in place, I need to get a plan in place that will give me the confidence that I can pull the trigger, that I don't have to have a bunch of what ifs that may or may not come true for it to work out. If you want that, then let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. 480-680-6868. Let's start that conversation and figure out what you can do to put that plan in place.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions. Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.